Video: Trump, Stephen Miller at the top of the totem pole for national security advisor role. By Amy Furr on May 5, 2025. Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller is first among other contenders to be President Donald Trump's next national security advisor, according to the Commander-in-Chief. While speaking to reporters on Air Force One Sunday, Trump said, "Stephen Miller is at the top of the totem pole. I think he sort of indirectly already has that job," The Hill reported on Monday. "Because he has a lot to say about a lot of things. He's a very valued person in the administration, Stephen Miller," Trump added. It is important to note the president recently nominated National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Breitbart News reported. Waltz is being nominated for the role that Trump initially tapped House Republican Leadership Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, for. Trump pulled Stefanik's nomination in late March to protect the fragile House GOP majority, the article said. Meanwhile, Miller has been outspoken about former President Joe Biden's open border policies, calling them pure evil because of the death and violence they brought on Americans and migrants, according to Breitbart News. Under Biden, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas welcomed more than 12 million legal, quasi-legal, and illegal migrants amid strong support from House and Senate Democrats and many progressives. Their quasi-legal welcome policy contributed to the deaths of over 1,000 migrants in 2022 alone on treks to the U.S. border and hundreds more migrants at job sites. Fatalities in the private construction industry sector accounted for 37.5%, 315, of the 839 foreign-born Hispanic or Latino worker deaths in 2023. The Bureau of Labor Statistics revealed in December 2024. Mayorkas's migrants are also killing a growing number of Americans. In contrast, Miller told reporters in April that Trump's immigration policies are saving lives and protecting many child migrants from abusive situations, Breitbart News reported. "The amount of lives that we've saved by shutting down the border, since President Trump issued his executive orders, have begun deporting criminals, is already in the thousands," he said.